Fancy finding out more about the École Hôtellerie in Lausanne, or EHL? Well, there is an open day that's coming up in early December where you can have a nose around the new campuses as well. I've got Lou Bouzonnet, who is the Recruitment Events Officer from EHL, on the line to tell me more. Lou, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kat. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Tell me a little bit about EHL. Who are you, first of all?
So EHL is a hospitality school. We were originally founded in 1893 in Switzerland. Originally, it was, you know, founded to meet the needs of the hospitality workforce here in Switzerland. And over the years, it's evolved. And now we are actually a hospitality business school. So we've rebranded our name to EHL Hospitality Business School last year. And we are now a multi-campus school with campuses in Singapore and in Passug, the German part of Switzerland.
If I was just to ask, I mean, what are the benefits of studying there? What's your response to that?
Well, where to begin? There are, you know, many benefits of studying at EHL. To name a few, you know, we have a powerful alumni network. We have over 30,000 alumni based in, you know, over 150 countries. We have exceptional diversity. We have on campus over 120 nationalities. You know, 84% of our students speak at least three languages, and we have over 30 committees. So it's really a vibrant kind of student life, and there's so many opportunities for after graduating. And speaking of, you know, we have a very wide career springboard with our alumni kind of going into so many different industries. We have many companies coming to recruit on campus every year with our career fair happening twice a year. So, you know, there's so many opportunities for networking, which essentially is what hospitality is all about.
Why do you think that it's such a good sort of set of skills to learn? I mean, there are a lot of transferable skills, I guess, that are based around hospitality or business hospitality. But can you give us some examples of what those might be?
Absolutely. So what we thrive on at EHL is really the soft skills. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, it originally was kind of a training school for hospitality, more practical skills. And over the years, we're really focused on those soft skills. So to name a few, you know, things like problem solving skills, critical thinking, time management, teamwork, etc. And these are skills that, of course, you can find in the hospitality industry, but it goes way beyond just hotels and restaurants. And I think that's the great benefit of studying at a school like EHL, is that, you know, you can apply those skills in industries like marketing, like communications, like PR, like events management, and so many others.
You do have an open day on the 10th of December. This one's going to be a bit different, though. Is this the big reveal for the new campus?
That's right. So as you may have heard, you know, we have been renovating our campus for over 5 years now. We inaugurated the campus this summer. So in July, we did a soft inauguration. You know, a few of our restaurants were still in the process of being opened. So now we finally have a fully finished campus. So at the open day, you know, guests will have the opportunity to see our new restaurants. So we now have 12 restaurants on campus. So we have a new vegan restaurant, a new bistro restaurant. We also have a new Montreux Jazz Cafe. Guests will also get to see our new sports facilities. You know, we have a new basketball court, a swimming pool. We have some tennis courts that are currently being built. So this, you know, will really be the first open day on this brand new, fully finished campus.
What impressed you about it when you went to the campus inauguration at the very beginning and it all opened up? Like, was there anything in particular that you want to share with us that you thought, oh, I wasn't expecting this? I have
absolutely. Actually, I'm also an EHL alumni, so I did study here. And, you know, when I look back to kind of what it looks like now compared to the campus I studied on, I was already very modern back in the day. But it's true that now I think what impressed me the most is just this great mix between kind of the student facilities and, you know, the whole academic part of it. So they've really made a great job at kind of separating the two. So you have a part that's really focused on this kind of social life, you know, sports and a space dedicated for all of our student committees. And then there's the whole side dedicated really to the academics with, of course, our classrooms, our practical learning facilities, and of course, the new restaurants. So it was really nice how they managed to blend it all together and just having kind of it's kind of like a mini village now up here in Chalet-Agobet, which is really exciting and makes me want to go back as a student.
So I mentioned it's on the 10th of December. Is it a daytime thing, an evening thing, and do we need to register for it?
Absolutely. So it is a daytime event. We have four sessions. So from 9 to 11 a.m., guests can pick the session that they prefer. We have sessions available in French and in English. And you can register directly on our website. There is an events section on our website where guests can register. The spots are limited. We are expecting around 1,000 guests on campus, which is already a pretty large group. But it's true that a lot of guests are eager to see our new campus. So I would recommend to register as soon as possible.
Lou Bouzini, Recruitment Events Officer at EHL. Thanks so much for telling us all about it. I guess the last thing we need to know is, what's the website? Where do we go to register?
So our website is ehl.edu, and you will see our open day banner right at the main page.
We'll make sure we put a link for that on our website as well, worldradio.ch/listen. Again, thanks, Lou.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.